Blackstone Audiobooks presents... The Vore Game by Lois McMaster Bujold. Dedication for Mom. And with thanks to Charles Marshall for first-hand accounts of Arctic engineering, and William Melgard for comments on war and war games. Chapter 1. Ship duty, chortled the ensign, four ahead of Miles in line. Glee lit his face as his eyes sped down his orders, the plastic flimsy rattling slightly in his hands. I'm to be junior weaponry officer on the Imperial cruiser Commodore Vorhalis, reporting at once to Tannery Base Shuttleport for orbital transfer. At a pointed prod, he removed himself with an unmilitary skip from the way of the next man in line, still hissing delight under his breath. Ensign Plaws. The aging sergeant manning the desk managed to look bored and superior at the same time, holding the next packet up with deliberation between thumb and forefinger. How long had he been holding down this post at the Imperial Military Academy, Miles wondered. How many hundreds, thousands of young officers had passed under his bland eye at this first supreme moment of their careers? Did they all start to look alike after a few years? The same fresh green uniforms, the same shiny blue plastic rectangles of shiny new one rank armoring the high collars. The same hungry eyes, the go-to-hell graduates of the Imperial Service's most elite school, with visions of military destiny dancing in their heads. We don't just march on the future, we charge it. Plaws stepped aside.